I freak beat slam it like Iron Sheik, Iron Sheik.
DJ King Flow.
My poetry's deep, I never fell, never fell. I dominate break loops, break loops, break loops. My poetry's deep, I never fell, never fell. I freak beat slam it like Iron Sheik, Iron Sheik. My poetry's deep, I never fell, never fell. I rock beats this mega trifle, mega trifle. My poetry's deep, I never fell, never fell. I freak beat slam it like Iron Sheik, Iron Sheik.
Nah, y'all rappers are weird. Your bar game don't connect like Anthony Hamilton's beard. Flow's patchy, lines crooked. Creek to catch a fade from the dark Caesar. No guards. Well played, well made, ways. No title, permanent plays. Relax, my website, everything is laid. Major art, my razor sharp, finish hell. Cutting your career short off a sheer skill. The barber of Seville will get you. No one to intervene when I fix the shade, mister. Get your picture, pass the mirror. Where's Jerome? The days of picking fights with you, nappy headed fools are gone. Roots are strong, team recedes. You got no pull. How dare you proceed with the bull? And all them enhancements looking like Jermaine Jackson. The same tactics and no traction.
My poetry's deep, I never fell, never fell. I dominate break loops, break loops, break loops. My poetry's deep, I never fell, never fell. I freak beats, slam it like ice.
DJ King Flow.
Let's go to every yard.
Mix
it. At times, I went to watch out the Marriott. Taking inventory of my lessons in life with a bottle of scotch. Meat paws, scruffy beard, clean to yours. She adores every step I took to get it, y'all. Jet setter, well-traveled connoisseur. If the haters ain't real mad, they kinda saw. Cause they the type to board a plane and turn right. Middle seat, no leg room, armrest fights throughout the flight. Meanwhile, on the left side of the cabin, seat back laughing, high-fiving the captain. Gold cutlery cradled in a woven napkin. As of late, been murdering y'all. Finn the assassin, killer view, seeing what you can't imagine. Hard for you to fathom how I keep making it happen. Bar game massive, golden ever is active. Finn got beats and every one of them is slapped. So nice, brand new heights, I might be frontin'. You like that, right?
Right.
I stay fly, I stay high, this is my life. Yo, and on mahogany, black scenery, air filled with the monogram greenery, half man, half deity, and half picture deity. Perfect, the way my words develop, Gordon Parks when I work it, I'm overzealous, comparable in any session, mean flex in my sleep, I can still spit a hot 97, seven, the highness in a world full of peasants, the guards to your king who was looking like Rodney in my presence, beat down, caught on tape, turn your phone to landscape, watch me crush them like Concord grapes, all these so-called greats yelling King of the jungle like they Tarzan. Washed up, they just bathing apes. Do the math and the science. Is your wisdom understanding? Cause when the smoke clears, I'm the only man standing. Punch point, we did it. Word to Lynch, then the mic smooth. In this groove, I will not lose. Battles on ice, brand new heights. I might be frontin'. You like that, right?
Right.
I stay fly, I stay high. This is my life. Life.
Funny when you dead broke, I'm dead set, it's time to collect, niggas work weeks to get a check that we spent before deposit clear, let one go off in the atmosphere, what you fear my nigga already here, black face walk around, why you ready to cheer, I'm ready to stay in another direction, you show aggression, 12 already here, they light them up, be in the cut if you intend on getting cuts from the other side. Others pry themselves on filling up shells. We filling up hell with spelt doom. Light up in L and no well. That's the attitude they taking. Fuck faking. Better show me the guap. Pump faking you. Still can get blocked. You get knocked. Listen, don't do no talking. Now everybody wants to be a single walking. Ayo, it's time to bring the ruckus. Never dance, they can't touch us. We scream fuck the police. Ain't no love in these streets. Niggas that even sell crack. So they talk us.
DJ King Flow.
Red wine and red tomahawks, mushrooms in the butter sauce, that rap goes with Timberland boots, fly butter soft, 40-inch cable, lights dancing off the diamonds, wrist chunky like the shorty I'm with. You see me vibing, tip the way to 3 yards while throwing passes at the maitre d'. Shorty seen the screen, touchdown, yo, I'm the MVP. Smoother than Billy V and verses from Mahogany. Mr. Steal your girl right here, strong arm robbery. Life of a dawn, like the marijuana. Your boy got crazy 16s like junior prom. Flights to the Maldives, chilled on peas. The guard's a superstar like the late Sean P. Joe Scudder's on the horn, seven-figure conversations were born. Crack the code, we got every combination. We the teams, Ray and Ghost. Crazy visions off the Ivory Coast, you see it. The boys at their zenith, believe it.
Heavy airplay all day with no chorus.
I keep it thorough, breaking bread, $100 bills. Flood the market like tsunamis, making all of y'all rebuild. Sipping fine wine, dining at a 3-star Michelin. All categories I'm official in. Floor seats next to Jack Nicholson. Trump card jokers. No, I ain't playing spades, a bottle of Ace approaches. The modern day Ricky Walters. Purified in them Lake Minnetonka waters. They can't afford this. High price luxury rap, Dunny is back. By popular demand, and my money's intact. The rap connoisseur, consummate entrepreneur. My literature is pure and the sample is raw. Play my joints, they ain't scaring the broads. They loving the voice that engineers record from the States to abroad. Cubans lit, now the whiskey is poured. I'm out of here. Sincerely yours, Mr. St. Omer, kid. I'm gone. I'm gone.
Soldier soul for life, 7 racks and a vinyl
deal. DJ King Flow.
20 records had, I gotta feel. Spent those stacks on kicks and designer weed packs. And by the time the shit dropped, they would wanna hear your weed raps. No more. It's the heartbreak kid, tuning up the band. Sweet chin music, motherfucker, this the end. Don't make me hit you with this 38 special. Shout out the Trust Gang. Niggas online watching me eat like it's mukbang. What would you expect though? Fuck niggas gon' do fuck things. Don't make my dogs bare fangs. They'll bare arms for spare change. Spare none, heads gone rogue. We brought the guillotines. Oh look, they all shook now. The game needed change. I've been paranoid and aggressive. I've been collecting weapons. If they see my browser history, I'll probably be arrested. I've been studying all they methods. I know they weaknesses. Get in their head, make them act reckless. Destroy them from within. Cerebral assassin, move lethal with action. Move the people with passion. Ain't no equals, I'm passed. Shitting on this industry, what? Independently, what? Spitting acid vehemently. Yeah. Use the venom that they send me to chase my Hennessy. Bitches, you crazy, I breathe ether just to go to sleep. Motherfucker.
About my appearance, I'm always dressed in jeans, hoodies, sweats, and tees, huh? Can't be stressing these, nigga, stretching cream, nigga. That's my specialty. Look, I'm trying to take a break from all these violent bars, but every time I give a bitch an inch, they like to dry the car. Only judge them for what's inside their heart. Yo, don't compare me to these niggas if they ain't taking risks or grinding hard, stress on my mind. Only peace I find is through my music. Started off solo, turned this shit into a movement. I come from the mud, nigga, you know this shit was hard for me. Financial freedom and ownership in the properties, those my goals. Road to riches, dodging all the potholes, the snot nose. I was dealing with pain, only God knows. Give you food for thought, huh? The beat is where I did these dishes. Penny for your thoughts, huh? My shit more like penny pension.
Due diligence, moves militant. Who's real is him? Who's real is them?
DJ King Flow, yeah.
Moves militant. Mixing who's real is him? Yeah. Who's real is them?
How equality now? Lord's infinite. My sword of instrument. Slice you for your insolence. I write the sentences that feel like life sentences. My knife cut through the tension like the 10%. Smell the war on my soul. I keep my armor cold. I got karma by the throat. Drag it down the road. Rusty rims. Bronx on the Bronco. Telephone call 911 when I hit you, then it's time to go. We can tally later. Alley's with the alligators. Need a pack, call my cousin, he got all the flavors. Flip phones, Fubu jackets with Maurice Malone's. You Al Capone or you off the dome. My pen hard like stone, knock you out your bones. Rose petals, the guard rock rolls with gold medals. I'm wise with my thoughts, twist knots and hot metal. I surprised you, pen in your face, I unalived you. I unalived you. Pen in your face, I unalived you.
Godzilla, king of the monsters, send only the real, never bring an imposter, or you'll need to bring 50 men like Contra. I'm built for it tough, you'll get trucked just like Tonka. We seen you go live frontin', bringin' him Oscar. We seen first 48, he sing like Sinatra. All it took was a Pepsi, they ain't bring you no pasta. Nurse, I think we lost our patient, bringin' the doctor. His bell got wrong and his queen was knocked up. Pen lords got bodies in the streets, was chalked up. Murder was the case, if my name get talked up. Wait, yo, how much this gonna cost us? I'm blue collar, you thought I was Elon Musk. Have you not heard your word bomb, regardless whom or what? Stupid fuck, immunity ain't gonna do you none. Judge ass, point out the defendant and hear the rumor. What? Supply to demand of consumers who consume too much. I decided to keep your mouth and the rumors shut. You just started acting hard like a tumor lump. Turn the ignition down, something wrong with your fuel pump. Fools, chumps, crews must lust after huge butts. Who's up next? Protect your neck. Here's a few cuts, a few drugs, a few guns. Only you and your few cousins in this new club. Get done or you might have to do one. Like who's blood, nigga? Like who's blood, nigga? Like
DJ King Flow.
I'm chasing money, there's a difference here. I'm making rain in Southern Cali when no strippers near. I'm reinvesting while you think failure's your biggest fear. I ain't sweating the small shit, that's why my picture clear. Moving on concrete through the week under my feet. Weekend I'm touching sin, got a blunt, got a drink. Self-made living, but this life was never sweet. Chirac can understand, feel that heavy breeze. Lost angels going through it, got that heavy hate. Forget the sun in the sky, take a look at the straights. Everybody trying to get it, do whatever to eat. So we hit them with class from murkin' beats. Coincided with this rhyming, we call it divine timing. Steady grinding, see it shining. Haters be all blinded, hard to find it when we cookin' that coca. It's all timeless, got our cities behind us. I don't gotta remind you, shit ain't cheap. And the price been going up. We never had it easy, that's why we double up. Connect dots while you wasted on SWAT. The bag first, ass last, that's the way that we rock.
My saving grace, target genuine energy in everything I face. Sometimes I'm out of place, not focused, I feel late. God has a plan, so everything is okay. See my people suffer and want to take it away. Replace your empty dreams with a hustle, a trade. But that ain't my business, evolution never finished. I'm forcing healthy lyrics like a bucket of spinach. Are we being honest? Feeling restless and tossing. Up at 3 a.m. scrolling Instagram bosses. Niggas flossing, chasing cars. coffins, posting pics, not talking. Direct messages, follow me and I'm blocking. Swipe to Facebook, my demo's over 40. Complaining about pain, posting pics of our shorties. My friends flip-flop, addicted to TikTok. The Chinese government clocking us like a wristwatch. I'm sleepless, inner self-images I beef with. Stacking big wins along the way, it ain't a secret. Now the things I used to dream about, I reason. Kneeling from the God, pray to pray without
me. Unapologetic for the things I know mommy saw. The game will love me back. I'm married to the shit by common law. From an ape to a brick house like the Commodores. Shit I was trying to conjure, serving cocaine connoisseurs and drug abusers of all sorts. We both trying to score different type of points. My signature is the handoff. The goal is Benji's in my billfold. Everything sold from Elmont Road to the Hegeman store. My bitch stay nagging about irrelevant hoes. I swear in one ear out the other, that's where it goes. Go appreciate the highs when you know the lows. Lost some close homies to the street, the gun to pen and some overdose. Sick reality, dealt with trauma and tragedy. And triumph like the Wu-Tang Clan single emphatically. Boxing with my demons, they was jabbing me. Throwing punches that I had to weave. I threw an uppercut that shattered teeth. Assault and battery, pretty tattered free calling me your majesty. You bum ass niggas ain't half of me. Charismatic, all of this shit came naturally. Mastery, civilized, no stranger to savagery. They all rapping weak, I'm styling on them like fashion week. Since back when I had the food for cheap like Applebee's. Spit on the page, now it's an acid sheet. It's LSD in my DNA, I left my rivals DOA.
I appeared out of thin air for comment like Wallace Farrar Muhammad. The prophet Muhammad emerged from Mount Hurricane with a different viewpoint. You sold that square and made 2 points. I made more for six dudes frog like look at you playing peekaboo with TNT in and out of this hallway. Red and his partner looking like Justin Gaethje and Dustin Poirier. 40,000 and fives in Margot Foyer and Bergdorf. I freaked off the prophet and the prince and prince and raw the all yeah.
DJ King Flow.
Yo, we gon' get paid long as we got stalls. Been involved in crime, only God knows. Real niggas going extinct. R.I.P. Sponto was born and raised to be a thug. Only time I'm thankful was the days that I would meet a plug. Bullet hit his back, left out his chest. He didn't see the slugs. No talking business inside the car in case the beer's bug. Thought he was a baller, but the nigga grew to be a scrub. In tune with the drug users. Doctor writing scripts, left out the pharmacy with four cruises. Niggas talk a lot, but never walk when it be time to prove it. With this like a robot, press a button when it's time to move it. Brody shoot the hammer just like Kobe in his prime would do it. I was bagging dimes before I ever rolled around the music. I'm the winner, so somebody gotta lose still. My pockets filled with paper and some loose pills. Sometimes for this rap shit, think I'm too real. 5 pounds aside, get a nigga from your crew kill. Pay what you owe, you know I don't do deals. You bitch ass niggas, stop fucking playing with me, man.
Nigga, we don't do deals. Construction worker with that black, yeah, these tools real. I ain't sending disses, but if the shoe fit, I'm moving ruthless. I got dreams of getting dudes hit. Smoke a half a zip a day just to reduce stress. Came out with a few bumps and bruises, nigga. No excuses, you know what the truth is, nigga. You was never like that. You was never like Shab. You was never at the bike rack, needed a fight back. I got a lot of tricks up my sleeve, walking life hack. Dump him naked on top of the mountain, make him hike back. We was rolling around with bags in the trunk. Lil Brody 19, busting gas in the slums. Swear to God, we seen a dope prize rise like the sun. Hope high, darker times hiding from the sun. No lie, I remember trying to hide from the gun. No pride, I can't look inside the eyes of a bum. Super fly guy, real life dragging my nuts. Gave him a high five and sold him that crunch. Shout out.
My way up like NASA rockets, trying to keep profits instead of filling masses' pockets. We pay tax on pay to buy tax goods, then they add on extra tax. It's all backwards. Which you can afford, avoid paying, of course. Want money from the most poor, invested in wars. Government contracts awarded to contacts. You siphon funds through a fake business and dodge tax. They say it's economics, it'll trickle down. But fat cats couldn't give a rat's about my little town. Gets me more than a little down. The gap is getting wider, there doesn't seem to be a middle ground. They call you communist if you're complaining. How's capitalism better if the system's failing? Poor people have to choose between food, heat and rent, while the world's underrun by a single percent.
Life is full of stress and it wrecks my brain.
As when the reality hits you.
Yeah. I've been waiting for this for a little minute though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
DJ King Flow.
When you see other cats on they grind, you show respect. You know what I'm saying? By linking up.
Word up.
And that's what we do.
For sure.
Steve Penn, what up?
What up, Lex? Let's get it.
Why the bars be so ill? Cause I'm like that. And you know I keep it real, cause I'm like that. Old gold, no chill, cause I'm like that. Cause I'm like that. And I'm like that. Why the bars be so ill? Cause I'm like that. And you know I keep it real, cause I'm like that. Old gold, no chill, cause I'm like that. Cause I'm like that. And I'm like that. Unapologetically me. Hell from NC, green level, grew up next to God Supreme. He used to rock with my uncle, so they was 3BT. Cut up on mics with precision, committing surgery. Lil Ant was sucked in like an aardvark. I was destined for music, that's where it all starts. When you're surrounded by animals, you become one. Not a samurai nigga, but I show gun and let it roar to protect my soul. I'm a Carolina boy, you can spit you the tears of joy. See my life between the lines, fake, I ain't got time for it. If you gon' whine, I'd rather pour it and have a sip to this real shit you can believe in. Forgot mine to write the verse, so I'ma use Steve Penn. So don't be grinning, you still out here sinning. It might look like you winning, but we overdue for some new beginnings. Why the bars be so ill? Cause I'm like that. And you know I keep it real, cause I'm like that. Old gold, no chill, cause I'm like that. Cause I'm like that. And I'm like that. Why the bars be so ill? Cause I'm like that. And you know I keep it real, cause I'm like that. Old gold, no chill, cause I'm like that. Cause I'm like that. And I'm like that.
If you muscled up, get your fucking six pack, tummy tuck, doubled up. Cocaine, dope game all day, run them up. Get your wig split, trying to call 12. Easy to tell who's real, who's fake. I don't break bread with birds or make moves with snakes. We don't fuck with none of y'all, cause they just get greedier. I'm too anti-social for social media.
It's the ones that's close to you, that be deceiving you. Phantoms with their hands in the air, they don't believe in you. On go, ready to cheer for what they're feeding you.
M.O.
You might want to check the Wikipedia. Extravagant glow, high traffic like Expedia. You're local and mediocre. Homie, you a disgrace. Don't get poked in your poker face and put in your place. Face. Your home team back at it. Automatic, pure magic.
We feel this, realness, to make sure that you feel this.
Told you. This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want. Hardcore bars from the page to the
complete, a lyrical play, hardcore bars. From the page to the stage, mic familiar and oblique. Start a rampage, hardcore bars. From the page to the stage, mic familiar and oblique. A lyrical play, hardcore bars. From the page to the stage, mic familiar and oblique. Start a rampage.
And this was a terrifying apparition, glowing in the dark, standing with his severed head held in his left arm.
Watch the scourge come from out of my shell. Witness the wickedest of words form a curse as the shadow repels. Nothing worse than a force that'll stand and repel. Sitting indifferent to your verse as the matter just melts. Just looking bleak as you sweat in a technique. Deadening and deafening, the threat'll get chest deep. Egos beheaded, don't endeavor to get sleep. Beneath those in etiquette, we're dreaded as death creeps. We heat seeking and we never quit. Leave your speech weaken like his dust keeps sweeping as the weather hits. When he's stepping, see the beast, he's shredding shit. See his energy, heat spreading as the setting shifts. He's in it. Swift tend to feast as your sentence sniff, leaving tenants stripped and diseased as your penance hits. The sentence fits, not perceived what your premise is. This is an abyss, yes, 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 yes.
You know the chronicles, the shit that if mama knew, the stress, the drama do, the text phenomenal, rapid fire, pecs through the abdominal, you bastard liars, me who's the honorable,
DJ King Flow, up,
shaved and close cut, restraint from temptation, restraint from both nuts, now in the physical form, verbalized through the scriptures, I was biblically born as Aya, Jebemiah, conceived through the blunt fire, on Kawasaki's gorilla up on one tire, well respected, gel connected, got the method for them pretty females, perfected for sure. Very few floors, heavy Chevy two doors. Candy painted to give a nigga the blue balls. Pause, this the life I chose. Then did the 360, the cipher's closed. Come on, come on.
The format is real sickness, contagious.
Here I come, Daisy.
There you go.
Still, I don't have to run no game, I've done those things.
Young and gifted, my tongue's prolific. In the beach bungalow is how I bung in Christmas. With the streets, summer flow from the hungriest district. Switch kicks, crisp when I come to them picnics. Play slow, paper chase stack and lay low. Range roll, tinted all black, the same old. Psychic mind, righteous rhymes. Then turn the new leaf from a life of crime. No concerns with new beef, who's as nice as I'm. It's confirmed from few feet, I'm still a sniper blind. Blind, built my fame, spilt my pain. Politicking daily, still trying to milk the game. It's obvious that I'm real, rap skills remain. I took some change and I'm still the same.
The format is real sickness, contagious.
Here I come, Daisy.
There you go.
Still, I don't have to run no game. I'm done with this.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
Yo, man, we in the Mixtape Addict radio show, you know. Your host King Flo and my special guest Sean Don, aka Finian St. Omer, in the building.
What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah, man, we connecting the dots, you know, from France to the US like we always do, man.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so how's your day so far, bro?
So far, so good, man. You know, just getting things ready for next year.
All right, good shit. I know you got something on your plate, man. You're always busy, you know.
That's definitely always a thing.
Yeah, my bro. Let's start with the mixtape addict question, man. I have a tradition that I always ask to all my guests. Who is your all-time favorite DJ?
Mixtape DJ or just DJ in general?
When you hear the word DJ, who first comes to your mind?
Kid Capri.
Aye. Yes, sir. Legendary. And tell the people why, especially DJ Kid Capri.
I mean, well, outside of the mixtapes, he was definitely, you know what I'm saying, the number one party DJ. You know what I'm saying? So when you hear Kid Capri, you know it's going to be top tier. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, yeah, like when it comes to that, when I my definition of that DJ, of course, you know, his mixtapes was legendary. So, you know, that always get me going through the day when I was young in high school. And, you know what I'm saying? So that was, you know, one of the great hip hop moments of hearing the Kid Capri mixtape. But then seeing him live, that's an event I think everybody has to do in their lifetime.
Yeah.
Kid Capri live, you know?
Yep. So. Definitely, man. And this guy is represent hip hop to the fullest because, you know, he dropped classic mixtapes. He's a super dope DJ on stage. He also make beats and he raps too. Like, he does it all, man.
Yeah, and he was the first to do an album as a DJ.
Yep.
Remember his first single, The Apollo.
Yeah,
you know, man. So yeah, Kid Capri, he's definitely a pioneer. You know, he trailblazes and continuing to do it to this day.
Yep, for sure. He's going to do it, man, until the end of times, bro.
Yeah.
Yep. and yourself, you know, you dropped several classic mixtapes in your career, man. You know, I remember bumping your shit, man. That dope shit. I see you got the Justice League t-shirt. We're going to talk about it too.
Definitely available right now on goldenerameusicinc.com.
Yeah, man. And do you miss the mixtape format, bro?
Oh, man, I do. I really do, man. I think that was definitely a staple and cornerstone of the culture itself. And, you know, it's a shame that the powers that be took that part away from it. But now, in the grand scheme of it, I see why they did it, because they knew streaming was coming and they knew they can house all that music over there and, you know, benefit from all the spoils and give the artist nothing. And, you know, it was just another way for the culture to thrive on the underground scale and build the fan base for the DJ and for the artist as well. So it was one of those things where it was a symbiotic relationship between the artist and the DJ. Since the DJ is the pulse, the DJ is the cornerstone, the DJ is the foundation of this, you know, like the mixtape was and always will be the end all be all for this culture. And I think it's time for it to come back. And I think we spoke about it on the DMs. I was like, at this point, we should, as DJs, should continue to make mixtapes, but just do it on the level of the unsigned, the super independent, you know, so we don't have to worry about getting it cleared. Like, I'm not going to be upset if you take 14 of my songs and put it on the mixtape. That's helping me down the road. And the fact that you even want to play 14 of my records is, you know, an honor. So but I think, the business got in the way of the mixtape. So that's, we have to separate business from the culture.
Yeah, man. And, you know, the artists will never get mad at DJs for using the songs. The only one that's going to get mad is the labels.
Right.
Because when you think about it, websites like That Piff, That Crack, Live Mixtape, Spinrilla, all that, they kind of invented the streaming before streaming.
Right. Most definitely.
You know? And it was the first DSP.
It was the first DSP. It gave, you know, the people who couldn't get a record deal a platform to stand on to be heard. It gave everybody a voice, you know what I'm saying? And it was an even playing field. To my knowledge, I don't recall, because I never posted anything to the Dat Piff, because I wasn't, you know, of that era. But, you know, I was obviously before it. But so I didn't, you know, I didn't see people saying they had to pay to get their stuff on there. You know what I'm saying? So there wasn't that, you know, that part of the game that was corrupt for those that put mixtapes on Dat Piff. Now, I would say it probably got overran by the bigger DJs who came into that space. It was like, you don't need to be here. That's like saying, you know, Funkmaster Flex makes a mixtape and puts it on Dat Piff. I'm like, why are you here? You were Funkmaster Flex. You can put it anywhere and your fan base will get it. Let Finn the DJ put his mixtape on there and figure out, can I grow a fan base here? You know what I'm saying? So that's when it kind of gets unfair, and then those that are trying to make their name and their way, they get pushed down because of the heavyweight DJ with a exclusive Jeezy at the time, you know what I'm saying? Exclusive Jeezy, you know, feature and four new songs. I'm like, you're killing the market at this point, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Go play with the big boys.
Yeah, for sure. And it's important what you just said, you know, about like Funkmaster Flex being able to release a mixtape on his own without using all those websites. And what do you think about the fact that the direct-to-customer thing is coming back?
I never left it. I've been doing direct-to-consumer since you first heard my name, you know what I'm saying? So that's always been the key. And it's kind of crazy for people to get away from that and then want to scramble and get back to it when that was the way to do it. I mean, like, I've built my, like, when I did my first mixtape back in 2003, it was a Slow Leaks. That was the first mixtape I've done. And the way I did it was all direct to consumer. And I did it on, this is before social media. This is when the message boards were still a thing. So I would just kind of like post my stuff on there, like post a link and say, yo, this is my mixtape. My name is Sean Don. Check me out. If you want to get the mixtape, send me $5. It was $10. It was send me a $10 money order. People used to mail me money orders. This was this was before e-commerce.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know what I'm saying? So people used to really have faith in like, oh, I'm going to get what I paid for. Like, you don't even know me as a person. You just know, like, you just heard a verse and you just want to take a chance. But that's how I paid my rent in New York. I was selling my mixtapes online. And without me even really knowing what I was doing, in a way, I was personalizing the last song with a different beat, different verse, and shout out the person that bought it. So everybody that bought that mixtape got a personal shout out. Mm-hmm. So that really built my fan base for my direct-to-consumer, so to speak, because now they've been fans ever since. Because they're like, nobody ever did that. And I didn't do it in a marketing standpoint. It was just a thank you. It was like, you know, you took a chance on me and you spent your money, hard-earned money, to get a mixtape from somebody you don't know. So I was like, the least I can do is turn the mic on, pick a freestyle, and put your name in it. You know what I'm saying? But then, like, years later, people would go back and be like, yo, that was incredible what you did. This is why I'm still a fan. So that helped me grow that base so I can continue to go back to that well and feed them. Like, I would like new fans, yes, but, like, with the DSPs, I use DSPs as, that's for the casual listener. You really want to rock with me? Come to GoldenEraMusicInc.com because this is where everything is. You can buy physical, you can buy the digital, and knowing that I'll get 100% of the money. Like, I don't care about, you know, the numbers, the vanity numbers on streaming. I don't post my Spotify and the numbers because I don't care. I don't get paid for that. Mm-hmm. So I never traded a dollar for a like. And that's where I'll say 85% of the artists in the last 15, 20 years, they did. They traded money for likes. And I'm like, this is not getting you any money. Like, mm-hmm. I don't get it. So, yeah, direct to consumer is the only way to go. And you don't need a million fans. I would love to go platinum, of course. Mm-hmm. Give me 300 people that'll spend $200 every time I put something out.
For sure, for sure. That's what I tell people all the time. And when I see, like, young upcoming MCs, I be telling them the same thing. Like, mm-hmm. you know, just imagine if you had, like, maybe 100 fans and spending, like, I don't know, like, 10, 15 bucks every month on music or merchandise or whatever.
Right.
That's income, you know. And when you see the Spotify numbers, I mean, it's cool to show the Spotify numbers, but what about showing the bank account?
It means nothing. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. And to your point, yeah, 100 fans, but that's the thing. You bundle. You make a CD. If you got the money to get vinyl, get vinyl. You're making T-shirts. You're making hoodies. You're making sweatshirts. Like, this alone is $55. This is a crew neck. Hoodies are $75. So, like, if you think about it, you get 100 people to spend at the least $100 on a one-shot. You made some good money.
And then
those 100 people is going to spread the word about you because they go like, well, this is quality. This feels good. It doesn't rub off. You know, like, I can watch it 100 times and it's still going to look the same. And the music is dope. So you become like you brand yourself to a point where you're reliable and the quality is high because the music equals the quality of everything else you're selling. Mm-hmm. So then they're going to buy because they want to support you. I mean, that's the relationship from the fans to the artist. So as long as you got something like really good, I'll spend some money. Yep. Why not?
And when did you decide to do that? Like, when did you understand really like the mechanics of the direct to consumer type stuff? You said you did it since 2003.
Since 2003, it's always been that. It's always been that. Like, and for me as making my own merchandise. Mm-hmm. I got on that wave around 2015. I think I bought my first silkscreen machine. And the thing is, I had the experience on making T-shirts back in the 90s. I just never knew how much the equipment was or even know where to get it. Mm-hmm. So especially during that Justice League era, I could have been printing up shirts for the low, but we were always outsourcing it. So I think when I made my first Justice League T-shirt I did, it cost me so much money to make. And I was like, that's when that was like the last straw. And that was like in 2012, 2013. And I was like, no, I'm figuring it out. And I went on Amazon and I saw it. I was like, are you kidding me? It's $1,000 for this? And it was the six carousel one, you know, like the big boy. And I was like, all right, $1,000, send it. And then I started printing my own merch. And then a friend of mine told me about Heat Press. And I was like, okay, I said, I'll get that. But I was working with, you know, that's when I got, I was working with the Heat Transfer Vinyl. But then, again, more people started putting me on game. It was like, instead of doing all that weeding and cutting stuff out, just get the Heat Press, like, you know, the design on the sheets. They do it for you and they just send it to you and you just put it on the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, my life is a whole lot easier now. Great. And I just found better companies with better product. So now I'm like 100% comfortable on selling something like this for $55, $60. And I'm like, well, yeah, it lasts a lifetime.
Hell yeah, man.
You know, again, it's all about quality. If I take the same initiative with the music, I do it the same thing with the merchandise. And then that's how I continue to build that, you know, direct-to-customer, you know, relationship.
Yep. And it's also because you have that entrepreneur mentality. You know, not every artist in the world have that, the same mentality. Like, they expect everything to happen from a miracle or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that's because, you know, most artists, you know, when they get into it, all they know is the music part. I got into it wanting to know everything. So you got to think about when we started the Justice League. Yeah, I came into it as a straight up MC. I was just MC all day. But then once Little Brother blew up and we started going on tour, I was their tour manager for like their second tour. And then I started selling merchandise. I was at every time Little Brother goes out, when you bought a shirt, you bought it from me. So anybody got a Mr. Show t-shirt from back in the day or any t-shirt from Little Brother from 2005 to 2010, if it was on the road, you bought it from me. You know what I'm saying? So I saw that side of the business. And then that made me want to do more for Golden Era. And I was like, well, if I have this in my wheelhouse and I don't have to spend money with another company and I could just do it for myself, great. And then I don't have to worry about printing up a vast inventory and then have to sell that. And mm-hmm. I can just do, you know, I can print the order. I'll do a small inventory because I know I can get that off. Mm-hmm. I'll do like 144 and I'm like, all right, I can get that off. Or I can make, you know, a super exclusive. I'm only making 20 of these and that's it. And it won't cost me that much to make.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So, yes, but sir. I got to see so many different angles of the industry. And even now, like I manage an artist, you know, his name is Shame Gang, you know what I'm saying? So I learned how to be a manager throughout all of these years. So mm-hmm. as long as it has something to do with the culture and the business, like I wanted to do it. So, you know, so yeah, the entrepreneur spirit works in, but it was like, okay, it has to be more than just being the talent. And they always say the talent is the last to get paid. So I'm like, well, I want to be the first. So how do I become the first? How do I become the second and the third?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then eventually, how do I become all? I'm going to keep getting paid.
Yes, sir.
So that's why I started the label. That's why I started the clothing company. That's why I became manager. That's why I DJ full time. I'm like, well, there's so many different, you know, ways to still be engulfed within the culture and still get paid. I could turn everything into a business and you know, and just prosper.
Yes, sir. And do you make beats also? Or are you planning to do that?
Yeah, no, I already make beats. Yeah, I've been making beats since 2016. Okay. I started off making beats. My brother-in-law, he showed me how to use the machine. Like, we both learned machine at the same time. But I got inspired to make beats by watching Knox. And because I was in the studio with Knox and Big Pooh, a little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to these beats. I'm like, yo, what did you make these on? And the machine is sitting right there. And I was like, all right, 2 weeks later, I bought it. And, you know, and then from there, I mean, I started getting busy and I was supposed to. There is a video. I have proof. So my brother, Sean Price, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we was going to work on an album called The Best of Both Sean's and I was going to produce the whole thing.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Because the funny part is, like, so when I started making beats, I started sampling a whole bunch of what was his name? David Axelrod.
Okay.
I was sampling a whole bunch of David Axelrod joints. And then I emailed Sean like a pack. And then he never like responded to the email. So I was like, oh, they must be trash, right? So, I mean, and I was like, all right, whatever. And then he called me like a week after I sent it to him. He called me and he was cursing me out. He was like, motherfucker, when you started making beats? I want this one, and this one. And I was like, oh, we got some. And then like 2 months later, he called me back again. He was like, yo, you still rap? And I was like, of course. And then he's like, yo, let's do the best of both Sean's. You're going to produce it. And then we could put it out on Golden Era.
Nice.
And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, I bet. And then, you know, my brother passed away, you know what I'm saying? But it's funny because, like, my guy, my man, Octane, you know, he had a video show and doing a lot of interviews. And Sean P said that in the interview. So I was like, nice. Good, finally. Because, like, a lot of people think I was making it up. I'm like, he said it himself. Like, I wasn't there, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, that was going to be like my first official placement. But then after that, his untimely passing, shortly after that, I saw Drez from Black Sheep. He did, what is that, Bars in the Booth with DJ Premier?
Yep.
I saw that a half hour later, I made a beat and then I just sent it to Drez. Now, like, me and Drez, you know, we had like a mini relationship, like, you know, just like I see him in passing, say what's up, and then, like, you know, we spoke online, but it was never like, you know, doing business or whatever. But then I was like, yo, what's your email? I just want to send you a beat. Sent one beat, right? And then he chose it, and he was like, yo, I'm writing to it right now. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool,
nice.
I'm not thinking of anything. I'm like, he's probably just writing just to write.
Mm-hmm.
He records the joint, and then he's like, yeah, I'm gonna make it a single. And I'm going to shoot a video for it. I'm just like...
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Like, what? That was my first official placement. So shout to Dreads of Black Sheep. You know what I'm saying? The song was called Soul.
Okay.
And yeah, I produced that joint. And that's what made me go even harder. I was like, I bet. So then I started producing joints for myself. And then as of recent, I produced the entire album for Legacy, a part of the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
That album will be out next year. Median of the Justice League, I'm working on his album right now. We're about 6 songs deep, but I think I'm about to scrap 5 and then start over because of the direction I want to go, especially after doing this Legacy album. That was 19 songs on this record. So I have a better perspective on making the soundscape for another artist. So I can see it now. I'm like Neo, I'm seeing zeros and ones. So... like, the beats I gave Median were dope, but I'm like, are they going to connect like what I gave to Legacy? And I'm like, let this one be the nucleus and I'm going to build around it.
Okay.
But I'm going to try to get that out around August, September of 2025 as well.
Okay, dope. Yeah, I was about to ask you what you had planned for 2025.
Yeah.
We know now.
Of course. Right. So that's that. And then my album is called In the Key of Me. That'll be out probably September. So, because I'm reworking everything that I already have. So I should be done with it by February, March.
Okay, dope, yeah. Dope. And can we expect a Sean Don mixtape with the Lost Files?
I mean, I think I put everything out that had Sean Don on it. I don't think there's anything left. Well, that's a lie. Because I did do an album with a super dope producer from Germany. His name is Shuko. I think everybody knows Shuko.
Mm-hmm.
We did an album back in 2008 and it never came out. So I might either remix it, because again, like, every time we tried to complete the album, we were always busy. Like, he would be doing something, then he's free, then I'm always doing something. So it never connected. So you figure all these years later, I'm like, well, I don't know if he's still comfortable with those beats, because, you know, most producers, they, when they level up even better than what they were years ago, they don't want to put it out.
Yep,
so I'm like, well, I'm going to keep the lyrics. I'm just going to, you know, remix it myself and still give him the credit because it started with him. I'm like, yeah, I produced it, but the original versions, if he wants to put it out, I'm not going to stop him. You know what I'm saying? Because the original work was super dope. You know what I mean? So, and then I did another album with my man Cuddy Fresh.
Nice.
And
nice.
Yeah, so that... the only reason why that album didn't come out and it was called The Freshington is because his hard drive crashed. And all those sessions were in it. Now, I only have the 2 tracks. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to remix those and put those out. my, you know.
Damn, that's too bad, yo. That's too bad. Yeah, man. I wish we could hear some more of that.
Yeah, I mean, because again, you know, again, because I wanted to put it out as is, but you know, I know he said, why don't we just scrap it and just do something brand new? But I'm like, yo, but the songs we created was so dope because it was created in that bubble. It was like that creative bubble that we had. Every time you sent me a beat, I sent the lyrics right back. I'm like, yo, we were on to something. And I didn't want to, like, you know, kind of recreate it. And I was like, nah. But I think, like, during some lives, when I do, like, you know, IG Live or Facebook Live, I'll play them. You know, I'm like, yo, check it out. You know what I'm saying? I'll play it. But I'm not going to post it on online for sale unless mm-hmm. I get the, you know, the permission. But
yeah, for sure.
I will remix it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, if you ever find, like, some stuff in your hard drive, you know, somewhere in there, let's put out a mixtape, man. You know, you see my hat?
Hey, no doubt.
Hell yeah, man. Do you have any advice for the young upcoming MCs that are probably listening right now?
Oh, man, just be original. Stop chasing the trends. You know, trust the process. It is a long, you know, arduous process, but it's worth it at the end. It's not a one-size-fits-all, so, like, somebody might pop off 2 months after they rap. Somebody might pop off 20 years after they started rapping, you know, but the journey is what counts, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know, you know, people want to chase the stardom and the fame, chase the money, okay? Figure out how to make the money so you don't get jerked when you get to that opportunity. So if a major label or major artist want to come work with you, you figure this thing out, but like know the business. And to all the upcoming MCs, if you see like an artist that's signed to a major label and you want to like spend your money and get a verse from them, don't do it. And the reason why I say don't do it is because, yeah, you pay them, they go to the studio, they send the verse, but they got to get that, you got to get that cleared from the label. And mm-hmm. 10 times out of 10, the label's not clearing because they invested X amount of money in that artist and they're not going to let you, the underground rapper, put it out.
That's crazy.
Because that's money they can't collect on because they don't own the master. They don't own the song. So do not pay an artist from a major label no money to do a feature at all. It's either they're going to do a joint with you for free because they really rock with you. And if you put it out, cease and desist, you didn't lose no money.
All right. That's words of advice, man. Words of advice from Sean Don. I hope everybody heard.
Because I never paid for a feature.
Yep,
ever. And you see who's on my albums.
Man, it's all about respect. You know, people respect
the craft, man. It's the respect the craft, you know what I'm saying? So, like, don't chase it. Let it come to you organically because, again, I never had somebody have to do a favor for me. There was never a, you can get a knife or a crisis beat if you do a feature for my man. None of that ever happened. That was all, like, yo, I'm nice and I'm going to put my record out and I'm going to work my record. So, you know, you rock with me or you don't. And sure, they did. So it's like, so it's possible. And the same thing with producers. Like, I never paid for a beat, but I'm on a hip-hop scholarship. I can't say this is going to work for everybody, but another piece of advice, if there's an unknown producer that rocks with you, do that album with that producer.
Mm-hmm.
Because both of y'all are going to benefit from it. That yep. producer is going to get better on making beats because they're making beats with you. They understand how to make a record. And then when it's time to put the record out, y'all split it 50-50.
Yep.
Y'all making merch, you split it 50-50. You go on a road, you split the tour money 50-50. Y'all build together. Then when that producer gets bigger, goes that way, you get bigger as rapper, you go that way, then y'all come back and do some more work.
Yep.
Don't chase the name. You know what I'm saying? If somebody rocks with you and they beats is dope, it doesn't matter who did the beat.
Yep, real talk, man. It's all about, you know, the authenticity and the realness, man, and the respect between two people. Like, you never know, even if the producer might be unknown, you might have a great chemistry with the guy, you know?
Look, let me tell you a quick story. My second album, No Excuses, it was produced by Illmind, M Phases, and an unknown kid at the time named DK the Punisher. He was 16 years old when he sent me a pack of beats. Now, I did get a pack of beats from Pete Rock, right? Originally, Pete Rock was going to be on that album. But the kid, DK the Punisher, who was unknown, he did 11 songs. The beats I got from Pete Rock just didn't fit the sound that the kid already made for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I have to make a decision. grab a dope Pete Rock beat, which would be dope, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then it would harm the rest of the album because everybody would focus on the Pete Rock joint. So I went with the Unknown Kid, who did the majority of the album, and then two from Illmind and one from End Phases. And I just said, all right, cool, you know. No slight to Pete Rock, but it's just like I had to make a decision of, will this hurt or help the album? And I think it would have hurt because nobody would listen to the rest of the album.
Yeah.
They just focused on Pete Rock, and I'm like,
definitely right, man. You made the right choice.
It's not about the album. Now, if it was like a Lucy, going Pete Rock all day. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, but the thing is, I took the chance on a 16-year-old kid who did no samples.
nice.
And I was like, yo, the music was beautiful. And I was like, nah. And then I found out I was his first placement.
Nice.
You know who he produced for right after me?
Mm-mm.
Justin Bieber.
Wow, that's dope.
How do you go from Sean Dawn to Justin Bieber? Like,
that's crazy.
I made the right choice. You know what I'm saying? And then I finally met him in person last year at Dreamville Fest.
That's dope, man. And he will always be grateful to you.
Yeah. So like, no, we got to talking. That's when he told me the story. He was like, yo, you know, he was my first placement. And right after that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that gave me my confidence. And all of a sudden I'm working with Justin Bieber. And I'm like, I'm just honored to be a part of his origin story.
Yep.
So, you know, I never fed into my own hype. Like, I knew I had a name. I know I'm part of an incredible, you know, saying a team, you know, that made a mark in this culture. But still, I'm just like, I'm just here having fun. I just want to rap.
It's all about that, man, having fun.
You know what I'm saying? So we all on the same level. Like, yeah, you 16, you brand new, but I don't care. You're dope. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't think of it of, oh yeah, I'm his first placement. I didn't think of how he even saw it. Like, yo, I'm excited. That's Sean Dawn. I'm like, it's just me, sir.
That's ill, bro. That's ill right there. Shout out to him. Shout out to him.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to DK the Punisher.
Yeah, yeah. And shout out to him for knowing you, you know, when you were 16 years old. He wanted to send beats to Sean Dawn. That's a great thing, too.
Man, look, I remember the email like it was yesterday. He was like, hey, I'm a 16-year-old producer named DK the Punisher. Check out these beats. And every time I was like, yo, he can't be 16. Not making beats like this. I was like, nah, that's impossible. Send me some more. And I was like, wow. Yeah.
So, dope, man. Yeah.
It's super dope.
Yep, shout out to DK. Yeah, what can we wish for you, man, in 2025? It's right there around the corner.
You say it again, I can hear you.
What can we wish for you in 2025? Because it's right there around the corner. It's coming very soon.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, it's just so much. So, I mean, I think the other things I want to focus on, especially, you know, with my artist Shame Gang, we just want to get more music out, build his brand even stronger. Like, he just put a video out a couple weeks ago that thinks, I think he's at 240,000 views, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's doing the work. He's doing the groundwork. I just want to get him back out on the road to build his base. So, you know, between that, continue to build my DJ company and still do more gigs. Like, I got a gig today. You know what I'm saying? I got to go DJ at a function not too far from here, from home. So, but
nice.
I got gigs every day for the rest of the week. So I'm like, but 2025, it's just the same thing. It's just more gigs as a DJ, more placements as a producer, more albums as a rapper, you know, and more wins as a label. So
yes sir. I will try to see what's up with you coming to Europe, you know. I'll see what's up for next summer, you know.
Yeah, because I haven't been out there since that last Little Brother tour in Europe, and that was 2005. You know what I mean? So like, it's been a long time. I want to go out there. But Big Pooh is out there right now. He's on tour with Sky Zoo and Apollo Brown.
Nice.
So, but yeah, I definitely want to come out there, especially with all the new stuff I got going. Mm-hmm. You know, at least you can get a show and an after party since I DJ. You know what I'm saying? So let's make something happen. I would love to come out there. And I definitely want to work with some of the artists out there. You know, and producers. Even though I make my own beats, I mean, like, if producers want to send me beats, we want to get busy, let's get busy. You know what I'm saying? Right. We put a record out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Well, I'll send you some shit, man. I got some bangers, man.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, that's what I do. You know, I do interviews and all that, but the first love is making beats. I'll send you some shit.
Let's get it. Like, for real.
Yeah, man. Do you have any last words, man, for the people that listen to this interview until the end?
Make sure y'all go to GoldenEraMusicInc.com. Buy some merch. Mm-hmm. Buy some music. Watch all my videos. I have everything on there. You don't have to go nowhere else to get anything from me. So you can check out all the, like I said, all the videos, all the merch. I even sell beats on the website. So if you want beats, go cop some beats on there. You know, you'll click the link. It'll take you to BeatStars, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can still cop beats from me. I only do exclusives. I don't do leases. Mm-hmm. That craziness. Like, if you bought the beat, you bought the beat.
Yeah.
You know, the beats are at a good price. They range from 300 to 500 USD. I'm not trying to get rich off it. I just want to make some dope music, but I still got to pay bills. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Just go support dope hip hop.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you, man, for taking the time to be in the Mixtape Addict show, bro. That was nice having you.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, man. Take care, bro.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.